Penguin Random House Audio presents The Killing of Osama Bin Laden by Seymour M. Hirsch. Read for you by Eric Martin. Introduction. The reportage in this collection has a common theme: false steps by an American president who came to office in 2009 after a brilliant campaign in which he spoke of hope and change we can believe in. Political words are just words, as people everywhere in the world have come to understand. But Barack Obama's rhetoric, the first African-American president of the United States, seemed to strike a chord after 8 years of George Bush and Dick Cheney. In his first inaugural address, Obama emphasized the rule of law and the rights of man, declaring, "Those ideals still light the world, and we will not give them up for expedience's sake." Yet, he is a president who told the world a series of lies about the killing of Osama bin Laden in May 2011, some of which recklessly put an ally at risk, who in August 2013 sought congressional approval to bomb Syria while concealing the fact he had been put on notice that the nerve agent allegedly used by Assad didn't match any of those known to be in Syria's arsenal, who secretly authorized the Central Intelligence Agency to set up a back-channel flow of arms and ammunition, including anti-aircraft missiles, from chaotic post-Qaddafi Libya via Turkey to Syrian rebels, many of them fanatic Islamists, who ignored repeated U.S. and allied intelligence reports throughout early 2013 depicting the Turkish government, led by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, as a vital and hidden supporter of al-Nusra and ISIS.